Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Macedonian around the call, Macedonian call around the globe. We want to welcome you tonight. It's Friday night. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Tonight's subject is going to be on prayer. And if you'd like to be part of this here broadcast, you could call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. We also want to thank Brother Evangelist Eddie Bolton. Last week I was sick and he filled in for us, and he did a wonderful job, and we really appreciate him. And we had some computer difficulty last week, and it looks like we have that again going on this week. So I don't see my list of callers, and I cannot play any music. So maybe I could go onto YouTube, find some songs, but right now it looks like if you have called in, I'm going to look at this while my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, comes in and gives you some of what he has here of the Word. And we also have lots of prayer requests we want to turn in as the broadcast goes on. And thank you so much for calling in and also listening in through the internet. If you're in a third world country, we are praying for you. If you're a Christian, the world is getting bad, and that is just Bible. And but know that you're on the winning side. If you're on Jesus Christ's side and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior by repenting of your sins and confessing him with your mouth that he is your God, and you accept the pardon that he did on Calvary at the cross, then you know, we pray for you that things will get better for you, and God will put you in that secret place, like Psalms 9:11, 9:1:1, Psalms 91:1. Praise God. Right now, we're going to have Rachel. This is our daughter. She's 9 years old, and we're very proud of her. And we're going to have her come, and she's going to read her scripture.
Confess your faults, one another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed of the effectual fervent prayer of a religious righteous man availeth much.
Praise God. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to have Evangelist Clint Green come to you. And praise the Lord, I've found the computer here did come in, so we will have a few songs through the broadcast, and we will get the callers that call in to say something. And right now, like I said, the subject is on prayer. And if you would like to be part of this broadcast, call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, that is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight, and I thank God that we can call upon the name of the Lord anytime. We can come to him at any time of the night, any time of the day, and we have a free line open to God, and we can come in the name of Jesus, and the devil cannot hinder our prayer. He might try to slow it down, but he cannot stop us because we have the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus The Bible said is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. So there's safety in the name of Jesus. And the Bible tells us tonight, if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. Praise God. We're talking tonight about prayer and the definition. I looked this up. The definition to prayer is to ask earnestly, address, or petition. In other words, we are asking God for a petition that we desire of him if we go to him in prayer. Also, it says ask with humility and reverence. And we ask with humility and reverence because we know that God is a great God and he's a mighty God, and we're just, in the sight of God, we're just little people. We're just a drop in the bucket, and we must stay humble before God. I got some scriptures here tonight, and in the book of James, I want to turn to the book of James in the 5th chapter, and there's many, many different requests in the Bible about prayer. There's many places where people have prayed and different types of prayer. And I want to talk right now about in the book of James in the chapter 5. Read a little bit right here. It says, is any sick among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. I think I read that wrong a minute ago. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Now we see here in the book of James, it says, is any afflicted, let him pray. So if we're afflicted, that means we should pray for ourselves. We should get down and we should pray. It says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, in the anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Praise God. So we see here that in the book of James that this is scriptures that's given to the church. It's not given to the world, but it's given to the church. And it tells the church what they need to do. Praise God. It also says here that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we know that when we begin to pray, we know that if we're living right, if we're doing God's will, we know that things will happen when we pray. We also must pray in faith, believing, nothing doubting, because the Bible says if we doubt, we're like the wind or the wave driven by the wind, and we're tossed to and fro. So we must pray in faith, believing, nothing doubting. Praise God. Now it tells us here in the 17th verse, it says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So we see here an example in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, talks about a man named Elijah. And Elijah went to Ahab, and he said, Ahab, he said, it's not going to rain. And you find that in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, in the first verse, it said that he went to him and he said, it's not going to rain. And he went to him and it was the word of the Lord that had come to Elijah. I don't know if I can find that right quick, but he went to Ahab. Ahab was a wicked king, and he was so wicked that God was passing judgment on the nation of Israel because of the wickedness that they was in. And Ahab was more wicked than any king that had ever been in Israel. And he had provoked the Lord worse than any king had provoked the Lord. See if I can find that right here right quick. It says in the 16th chapter of 1 Kings, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Now in the 17th chapter, in verse 1, it says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. So we see how that God provided for Elijah, and how that he cut the rain off, and he had went to Ahab, and he said, it's not going to rain. And the Bible said there in the book of James said that it rained not for 3 years. Praise God. And the Bible said there that he prayed again. If I can find it here in the book of James, it says, and he prayed again in the 18th verse. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Praise God. So we see here, in the 17th verse, it says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So they had a long dry spell because of the sins that they were committing. But when Elijah prayed, the Bible said that the heaven brought forth rain, and the earth brought forth its increase. And I was reading there earlier today. I was reading where Elijah went back and showed himself to Ahab. Praise God. And in the 18th chapter, praise God, they had it out on Mount Carmel, I believe it was, where they had offered the sacrifices and the false, the people of Baal had offered their sacrifice, and Elijah had offered his. And you know what happened there. Praise God. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked him and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awake. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And I want you to know, when you're praying to a false god, you ain't going to get no answer. But I want you to know today that if you're praying to the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and if you're praying and you got your heart right with God, then I believe the Bible teaches us that we can get an answer from God, and we can get a petition that we have up before Him. And if we pray earnestly, just like He prayed earnestly, that might not rain, and it rained not. And I believe that if He could stop the heavens for 3 years, and I believe God will do something for us if we call upon His name and begin to pray fervently, and we begin to seek His face, and we walk before Him with a perfect heart, and we're not dabbling in sin, and we're not running after the things of the world and loving the things of the world, but we're committed to God, and we've made our stand for God, and we're living for Him, then I believe God will move for you and I. Whoever you are out there, God's no respecter of person. He said, ask and you shall receive, and knock and it shall be opened, and seek and you'll find. And I tell you, if we'll begin to do that, I believe we'll begin to see doors open, and we'll see the windows of heaven open. I believe we'll see things happening. We'll begin to see our loved ones saved, and we'll begin to see people healed. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. But if they've committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. And the Bible said that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover, and the Lord worked with them and confirming the word with signs following. Praise God. I'll tell you, He's not changed. He's the same. He's the God that healeth thee, and He's never lost His power, and He's not gone off on a journey somewhere like Elijah was telling these false prophets. Praise God. He said He's a God, but He said maybe He's gone off on a journey somewhere. Praise God. But I tell you, the God we serve ain't gone. He ain't gone off on a journey somewhere, but He's right there. The Bible said that He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a refuge in the time of the storm. And I tell you, He's a rock in a weary land. I tell you, He's the answer for the world today. Christ is the answer. Praise God for this world that we're living in. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And I tell you, it came down to a showdown on top of that mountain that day. And I tell you, Elijah said, the God that answers by fire, He is. He is the God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It came to pass, 36th verse of chapter 18. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. I tell you tonight, it wouldn't have worked if it would have just been Elijah's word, but it wasn't just Elijah's word. It was the word that came from God. And Elijah had heard the voice of God, and he knew God, and he walked with God and talked with Him. And in verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me. That is, that this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is the God, the Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishron and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Praise God. See, it hadn't rained 3.5 years, but now, after they had taken care of the problem and they had got the false gods out of the land and the people's hearts was turned back to God, then Elijah said, Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Now I want you to know he went up there. That servant went out and looked out there across the sea. He looked towards the sea, and he was looking for rain. And Elijah said, go and look again. So he prayed. He must have prayed 7 times. He must have been praying. He said, go again. And he went, and he come back, and he said, there's nothing. And he said, go again. And he kept on praying. Sometimes we just quit too soon. Sometimes we give up because we don't see the answer. But I believe if we'll hold on, I believe we'll see the answer. You know, Elijah had the assurance that the answer would come. And I tell you tonight, we have that assurance. We have that hope. And we have God's word that if we ask anything in his name, he heareth us. And we know that if he hear us, we have the petition that we desire of him. And we know if we're living upright and walking upright before God, then we can ask him. And we can have faith to believe that it's going to come to pass. And praise God. And I believe, you know, Mark 11:23, I believe it is, he said, if you believe the things you say, he said, you shall have what you say. And whatsoever you ask in faith, believing, ye shall receive. In Mark 11:24. I want you to know, if we have faith in God, we need to pray. And I'll tell you, if we don't pray, must mean we don't have much faith. But we pray, it must show God that we've got some faith, that we believe. And we grow not weary in well doing. And we keep praying. We keep knocking on heaven's door. And I believe he'll answer. Praise God. And he'll come to the rescue. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to wind down here a little bit. Maybe she'll get a song, praise the Lord, or say something here.
Praise God. I see we have another caller, 770-584. Come and tell us who you are.
Praise the Lord, brother and sister. This is Brother John from Thomason. I didn't know what we were preaching on tonight, so what are we speaking on tonight?
Praise God. Sorry about that, Brother John. On prayer.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and obey the Lord, or do you want me to go and get a song?
Go ahead, sister, and I'll. I can always preach at any time on that. But yeah, just go ahead and if you don't mind, and I'll see what
okay.
the Lord is. I mean, I just came in from the hospital. My son was in the hospital. And, just walked in the door, so I apologize for getting on late with you, but we'll just believe God to bless, and I know he is, and we'll praise the Lord for that. So.
Amen, and we will surely remember him in prayer on this broadcast tonight, and we have other prayer requests here. Holly Grubb says, pray for my little snowy dog, and my mom. So she's been putting on Facebook that her little dog has run away. So remember her on that, and remember her mother. Remember Sister Bonnie Burke. She says, please pray for my family that need the Lord. Thank you, Sister Joanna. God bless you and your broadcast. Sister Joanne Gillum says, Sister Joanna, please pray for my daughter, Missy. She needs to be saved, first of all, and she is in the fourth stage of liver failure. Need a miracle from God. Brother Carl Nichols says, Sister, please pray for my grandbaby that just came into my life. Also remember Sister Becky Fritz. She says, remember her. Sister Vivian Carberry, remember her. She needs a miracle in her body. And many other prayers that we'll be turning over in tonight. And I wanted to say something here. Well, let's get a song first. Praise God. And God is good. And thank Him for the word that Brother Green just brought forth. And we just hope you enjoy this here song. Praise the Lord.
Between the pages of an old family Bible, I found days of birth, death, and no revival. Then I came up on a page, it was written by feeble hand. It said, this is my last request, and these are my funeral plans. Oh, when I die, let me die speaking love. Let it ring in my ears, all of these songs I've sung. Lord, give me the strength to praise you, speak your name one more time, and then have your angels carry me over to the other side. Now, Lord, I've lived a long life, now my race is run. I can't wait to leave here, I got nothing left undone. I've got everything in order, tell my children not to cry.
Actually written by Sister Linda Johnson, Gibson Johnson, I believe it is, and she's there in Kentucky, and, you know, they tell that she wrote that song about her grandma, I believe it was, and how her grandma's last request was that when she dies speaking in tongues, and how she had left a roadmap for her children. They can meet her in the by and by. And you know that we're supposed to train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will return back to it, and hopefully they never leave it. And so, you know, the prayers of moms and dads for their children, nobody can pray like you and I can for our own children. But, you know, I pray for your children as well, that they would come in, see the Lord, and they would just get saved. And, you know, it's very important who we pray to. A lot of, there's different religions, different denominations, but I feel like reading this right here to you. Matthew and 6. There's a lot of reading right here I'm going to do real quick. Verse 1 says, Take heed that ye do not your arms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrite do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrite are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard of their speaking. Be not ye therefore likened to them, for ye Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, who are we praying to? Praise God. Jesus is telling us right here how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, so then it goes on and talks about fasting. So everything that we do, we're to do it to the Father, to do to God, in the name of Jesus, praise God. And you know, I was thinking about how they'll take this right here, the Lord's Prayer is what we call this, and they'll take it and they'll use it repetitiously and they'll say it again and again. They may say it 20 times, and you know, and it's vain repetition over and over and over. Jesus was giving us a format, a structure on how to pray. When Jesus, before they ate, he would take the food and he would bless it. He would offer it up to God first and ask and thank God. He would thank the Father first for it. And you notice here that when he says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, he is recognizing, he is establishing who he is praying to. And you know, we're not to pray to Mary. Mary said at the wedding supper, at the wedding, when Jesus turned the water into wine, he said, do what he saith to do. And I wanted to read that to you real quick. John 2, in the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Jesus saying to her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So she herself said, Go to Jesus. Pray to Jesus. He's the mediator. Praise the Lord. And I'm paraphrasing here. He is the one that we go through. Praise God. He is on the right hand of the Father, and he makes intercession for you and I. And I praise God. I thank the Lord. We're not to pray to any idols. We're not to pray to saints. We are the saints of God, and people want to put other people as saints after they pass away. They can't hear you. Praise God, they're somewhere waiting in paradise for it says under the souls that are under the altar, they say, how long must we wait? And he says, until your brother, as martyrs as you are, praise God. And again, I'm paraphrasing it. And you know, I just, we want to establish who to pray for, how to pray, and prayer is very important. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have Brother John. Are you ready, brother?
Yeah, I'm ready, sister. You, God had dealt with me out of Matthew chapter 6, but a few other places. The Bible says be in season, out of season. And, you know, so I know whatever it was, it's just I wanted to give you the opportunity to go ahead. But I praise the Lord tonight for the opportunity to preach the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ. I want to come out of a couple places tonight, but one of the things that out of Luke chapter 11 is sort of a parallel chapter to Matthew chapter 6. It has the Lord's Prayer in it, and it does teach us how to pray. They even asked the Lord Jesus, he said, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples to pray. And amen, that we can come. But tonight I want to go and start in starting there in verse 4. And this is the part of the Lord's Prayer. It says, forgive us our sins, for we also, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, and is came to me, and I have nothing to set before him. So he was talking about the need of persistent prayer, the need of continuing in prayer. A lot of times, amen, as this man had nothing to set before his friend. You know, tonight, amen, we might not have nothing to set before our friends, but tonight as we begin to pray, as we begin to seek and ask the Heavenly Father, that the Lord will, amen, give us something to set, amen. As Sister Green said, talking about as the Lord blessed the bread and the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000, as he blessed the bread, amen, that bread was broken, the body was broken and proceeded forth, amen. He blessed it, he prayed unto the Father, and the Lord, God the Father, blessed it, amen. And as the Lord Jesus Christ divided it, amen, and seemingly at a time, amen, that in the wilderness and in the desert, there was times where seemingly there was not enough provision. Tonight, you need to know that he will do exceedingly abundantly above which we ask or think. Amen. By prayer. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight that it says in verse 7, he says, and from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. You know, a lot of times as we come, and in most inopportune times, it says the Bible says at midnight, in the middle of the night, he had came and amen. You know, it's a lot of times that yeah, you know, it might not be convenient for us. Amen. But tonight we need to know that, you know, and, you know, that man could have just walked away. He said, you know, trouble me not. The doors are now shut. The door of opportunity is closed. And but you need to know tonight that prayer will open that door for you tonight. You know, the Bible says, he said, behold, in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. You know, prayer is the key to open the door of heaven tonight, church. Amen. Whenever you need, amen, when seemingly everything else is closed. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 10 that Jesus Christ is the door to the sheepfold. He said, you shall go in and out and find good pasture. You need to know tonight that prayer is the key that will open, amen, the door to heaven. Amen. You find, amen, that the Bible says, and he says, I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. In other words, what he was telling them there, that as the man had told him, the door's now shut, I'm not going to get up. Being his friend, amen, even though they were a friend, amen, tonight you need to know that it was not enough to move that man on the inside. That man on the inside, amen, that had provision was God the Father. And the Bible says, amen, as we continue because of the importunity, in other words, because of his boldness, that even though the man said the door is now shut, he continued to keep on knocking. And the Bible says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's not just talking about knocking one time. That's not just talking about asking one time. That's not just talking about seeking one time. But there's continue. You can build off the Lord's prayer. Amen. And you need to know, he says, if a son shall ask a bread of any of you that is a father, will he not give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? He said, if ye then being good, evil, know how to give good gifts unto you, your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You know, he's talking about asking him for his spirit. He's talking about asking him for the things that are in the scriptures. He's talking about asking him and keep on asking, keep on seeking. For if you keep on asking and keep on seeking and keep on knocking, then the Father will rise up. He will open the door to you. Prayer will open the door of heaven for you. You know, the Bible says that, talking about John chapter 1, amen, as when Jesus saw Nathanael, amen, underneath the fig tree, and as he was there and seen him, he said, hereafter shall thou see the Son of Man, and you shall see angels, in John chapter 1, verse 51, angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. And that was a type and shadow of Jacob's ladder there in Genesis, amen, where it talked about the ladder, amen, extending from heaven into earth, amen. And prayer is that ladder, amen. Jesus Christ is that ladder as we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray, continue to ask, continue to seek. He said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more tonight shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit? All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask. Amen. And tonight he'll give you of his spirit. You know, the Bible says, I was thinking about there in John chapter 17, at the end of the Lord's ministry, amen. And even at the Last Supper, I was reminded, amen, that Peter would declare that he would rise up, amen, and that he would not let the Lord, amen, be crucified or hung on a cross. And he said, I'll go with you. I'll die for you. But, amen, the Lord rebuked him, amen, and let him know. He said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Amen. And tonight, church, there are many across the land and many across the country that Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But you need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I pray that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. When Peter, amen, on the day of Pentecost, when he become actually converted, amen, and the Spirit of God, amen, fell upon him, amen, on the Feast of the First Fruits, amen, hallelujah. He began to strengthen the brethren. He began to speak unto them, amen, hallelujah. And speaking, and I even thought about in John chapter 21, where Peter, amen, had come to a place and he went a fishing. He went back to the things that he knew after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, amen. Even as he fished all night long and caught nothing, amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ come, amen, amen, and asked him, he said, children, have you any meat? Amen. And as he said, they said, no. He said, cast the net on the right side, amen. And hallelujah. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to our life and begins to give us instructions, as we begin to ask, amen, in prayer, amen, asking, seeking, and knocking, God will give us distinct, express direction. And as they cast the net, even though they had fished all night long, amen, and caught nothing, but now, amen, hallelujah, they had to prepare for a draw. You need to know tonight, amen, and just as Brother Green brought out about the, you know, they could have went one time, two times, three times, but that would have been disobedience. Any time but the fullness of God. Amen. If they didn't go the seven times, they would have never seen the cloud of the man's hand. If Naaman didn't dip in the river Jordan seven times, amen, hallelujah, he would have never been healed of his leprosy. And you need to know tonight that we've got to go to the fullness. And the Bible says that let's hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we begin to pray and petition the Heavenly Father tonight, hallelujah. He said as they come, and he said, even as they come to the Jordan and took both boats, amen, and to bring in the cash, Lord, draw to, as they bring in the beginning, as they got to the shore, Jesus Christ already had fish prepared. And tonight, those of you that have been laboring and seemingly caught nothing with the Lord Jesus Christ, as you begin to cry out and begin to pray up the Lord, amen, by the time you get to the shore, Jesus already has divine preparation for you, amen. It's just like, amen, when Genesis chapter 22, when Isaac, amen, and Abraham went up, amen, to Mount Moriah and say, amen, they had the fire of the wood, but where was the sacrifice? But tonight you need to know that when the very place of sacrifice, the very place of your prayer, as you begin to lay out the prayer and the life, amen, praying unto the Father is the exact place where the Ram of God will be. It's the exact place where Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, who will see to your provision, amen, as you petition him, amen. Hallelujah. It's his great joy tonight. But hallelujah. And he said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, yeah, Lord, I do love you. And he said, feed my sheep. He asked him the second time. He said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my lambs. And he said, for the third time, going along with the third denial, amen, amen, on the night of Jesus' betrayal, he said, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Oh, hallelujah, it's a labor of love. He said, I pray for you. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The Bible says here in John chapter 17, he said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to the heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. It was the hour of glorification. And just like Sister Green was talking about at the marriage supper of Cana, he said, woman, my hour is not yet come. Hallelujah. His hour to be revealed that he was the Christ had not yet come. But even in that, the word woman there is translated into actually a word of endearment. He was speaking to his mother. Hallelujah. But even as she asked me, she said she had a spiritual perception. She turned to those that were there. She said, whatever he says to do, do it. And he said, fill up the water pots. Hallelujah. Fill up the water pots, because she said, she come to them and said, they have no wine. They have no wine. But you know what? God gave that perfect gift, amen, as the Lord. He said, fill up the water pots, and he said, draw out now to the governor. Hallelujah. It was a process, a divine process. A new wine was being poured out. Where water was poured in, a new wine poured out. In church tonight, amen, as the water is being poured in, as the water of affliction, as the water of things, and as you're being baptized, amen, not only water baptism, but being baptized in prayer, being baptized and talking about fasting is beginning, and then getting that, but as that, there are things that come out only by prayer and fasting, church, and tonight we need to know, amen, that there is a realm, amen, that we must come to, a place of sacrifice that we must come to. And now is the hour, amen, when the Lord, at the end of his life, his hour was to be revealed to let him know, let you know, let us know that he is the Christ, that he is who he says he is. And the Bible says, and thou hast given them power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. As Jesus was speaking to the Father, Father, that they may know that you're the one true God, and that they may know Jesus Christ, the anointed Messiah, is the one that you sent. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, in John chapter 14. They had kept the word. These men were called out of the world to to be and given to the Lord Jesus Christ. These were ones that belonged to the Father, given to the Son, and the Son glorified the name of the Father to them, manifested the name. He said, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given are thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou hast givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. These are the fathers. They belong to the, those are the ones. Right now, you can belong to the Father by prayer. Jesus Christ is interceding for you. He's praying for you that you've been taken out of the world, that you have received his word, and you are his. He's praying. He's interceding for all those that belong to him tonight. And tonight, if you haven't received him, right now you can receive his word. Right now you can receive by prayer. Right now you can receive. Right now you can ask. Right now you can ask for the Holy Spirit and receive it. Right now you can seek for the Holy Spirit and receive it right now. Right now you can knock in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ unto the Heavenly Father, and the door will be open, and you can receive of his Spirit, and you can receive, amen, amen, the sacrifice of the Son. You can receive the blood being applied, and your life can be changed and renewed right now by prayer right now. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, he said, I pray, he said, that all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Jesus Christ, the Son, is glorified in those that are his. Tonight, amen, he says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, for that they may be one as we are. He had prayed that they come, amen, and he's prayed tonight that we become one as he is, and that the name of the Father, amen. He said, I've come in my Father's name, and they gave him a name above every name, and that name is Jesus tonight. There's a name that's above every name. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus tonight. Jesus Christ, he said, whom you crucified, he told them, amen, that he was both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, that name was given to us, and we can have that name because, hallelujah, it is a gift from God. Hallelujah. And he said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name that gavest me. I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition. That was Judas who had betrayed him. And unfortunately, amen, he repented to the wrong one. Tonight, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And if we confess our sins, he will be faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then it says, now I come to thee, and the things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. When you've received the word of the Father, Jesus said, the words I speak, and they are not my words, but him that sent me. The words of the Father, when they come in and begin to be living you, then you become separated from the world. You're no longer of the world, and you're hated of the world and belong to him. But he said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Tonight, amen, at the end of the Lord's Prayer, he said, Father, forgive them, amen. Father, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Tonight, there's a deliverance from evil, and it's through the word of God. He said, I prayed. I didn't pray. God didn't pray to take you out of the world. He prayed to keep you from evil, because you are the witness to this world. As you have received the world, you are the opportunity, and amen, amen. As you've been sanctified and set apart, there are still those. The Lord Jesus Christ is still interceding, and as believers begin to intercede and pray for those that are lost, amen, One more is going to come into the kingdom. One more is going to come in and receive the word of God. One's going to come, and amen. David said, my cup runneth over. Church tonight, there are believers underneath the sound of my voice, and their cup's running over, and it's running over to those. Amen. And let them be fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded that Jesus Christ is praying for you? Tonight, it's the ultimate goal is, are you one with the Father and the Son? Because that's what he's praying, that you would be one with him. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God. We appreciate your Brother John, and Pastor John is telling you the truth. We need to pray and fast also. The disciples wondered how come they couldn't cast the devil out of the man and the little boy, I believe it was, they couldn't do it. But Jesus, he could, and the disciples asked, so why could you do this, but we've prayed and this couldn't happen? I'm paraphrasing again, and I believe it's found in Matthew chapter 17, but he said these kind go out by fasting and praying. So we've got to fast along with it. And Brother John, I love what you said. We used to sing a song, Brother Tommy Wilson. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. And he wrote a song, and he said that prayer is the key to God's kingdom, but faith unlocks the door. And I want to sing it just a little bit over here, kind of a cappella. It says, it goes, I prayed and I prayed till I had no words to say. That's when my Jesus set me free. I prayed and I prayed down on my knees. And that's when my Jesus set me free. Prayer is the key to God's kingdom, and faith, it unlocks the door. Cause I prayed and I prayed till I had no words to say. That's when my Jesus set me free. And I prayed and I prayed down on my knees. That's when my Jesus set me free. Praise God. And he could sing that, him and his family. And I tell you, people would come to the altar just a-crying. And you know, we've got to pray earnestly before the Lord. They cried at Bochum. And, you know, they wasn't weeping because they were sorrowful. Praise the Lord. They wasn't, I can't remember just right now. I haven't read that in a long time. But they prayed at Bochum, and they wasn't sorrowful to God of their sins. They were praying because of the situation that they were in. And, you know, when we get down and we pray earnestly before the Lord and we cry out to him, and you know, a lot of people want to say he bottles up our tears. But, you know, I want to read here in Revelations chapter 8, verses 2 through 4. It says, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. So, you know, God, that's bottled up, that golden incense was bottled up prayers of the saints, and they were brought before God that he remembered their prayer. And you know, if we send up prayer, if we lay up our treasures in heaven where the moth and the rust doesn't corrupt and the thief and the robber can't go in and steal it, but we lay up our treasures up there and we put us up a prayer bank is what I want to call it. And when you're in right now, spontaneous prayer needed, God will remember. He will look at your heart, and the incense, it should be a sweet savior up before the Lord. And you know, that means a good, clean, holiness living, no guile in your mouth, and you follow the Lamb wherever he goeth, and you'll walk in rank and won't break rank, and you won't thrust one another, and we'll walk in unity with the body of Christ. Praise God, he will remember your prayer. But if you offer up a stench in the nostrils of God, abominations and things that God hates, he does not have to answer that prayer. He said not to pray amiss. Praise God. I love the Lord. I thank him thank him for everything. You know, Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Praise the Lord. So he told us to ask. He says, we have not because we ask not. But he also told, I believe it was Daniel prayed 21 days, and he said, I heard you the first time you prayed, Daniel. He said, but the devil hindered. Praise God. So Brother Green was saying earlier, keep going back. I believe it was Brother John or Brother Green was saying, if your prayer hadn't been answered the first time, God knows what you have need of, but he told us to ask. You keep going back. You know, if Naaman only would have dipped one time, he wouldn't have got his healing of leprosy. But he had to go 7 times. And like Brother Green was talking about, the servant of Elijah had to go out and look for the abundance of rain. He heard that sound of abundance of rain, but he had to go 7 times. If he only would have went one time, would have went no more. Praise God. You know, this world is getting more wicked every day, Pastor John. Gross darkness is on upon the land. And, you know, I was thinking about how many people there are in the world today, over 6 billion people on this earth. And, you know, to the Christian, to the ones that are, Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. A young man preached this the other night in our church, and he did an awesome job. His name is Garfield Seely, and his daddy is our new pastor, Pastor Merle Seely, and a wonderful family. And we thank God, we appreciate him, but he preached about Agrippa, saying that you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. And you know, if you look around and you see the world today and all the people that live in this world, it looks like the majority of them are bad. And it looks like, you know, the eyes of the young are looking at around them and seeing all these bad things. And one person told me the other day that the way I live is old school. You know, if they're going to call me old school, Pastor John, let them call me old school, because I take this way back over 2,000 years ago. Old school, if they want to say that, you know, it still stands for today. The blood is still, yeah. It still has its power of Jesus Christ. And I look back to see what Jesus had done. And you know, way back in Adam and Eve's days and all the way up through Moses, and then they were looking for the Messiah to come to reconcile man back to God. But now today we look back. Instead of looking ahead, we're looking ahead for the coming of Jesus again. Praise God. But he's going to come this time with power and might. Hallelujah. He's not going to come again as a lamb laid to slaughter. Praise God. But he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. And we're to pray through him that he would take the prayers of the saints to the Father. Praise God. I love the Lord. I thank him. And I think at this time we're going to get us a song going. Pray, church. That's what we need to do, is we need to pray.
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's going to be alright. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking out in defeat. But he said, I walk on the water, and I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and gave me peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you, just so you. Yeah.
About prayer tonight. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, it is 347-989-8862. Again, that is 347-989-8862. And we are talking about prayer. And Luke 23:27-29 says, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented after him. And Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck." And, you know, there's a great tribulation coming in Matthew 24. It talks about great tribulation, that never has been and never will be again such a time as this. And how the Bible says that not let your flight be in the winter. Don't be cold on the Lord when he comes back. And, you know, this world is getting more evil. And I can imagine the days of Noah when he was told to build the ark and how, you know, nobody believed Noah. And they were given in marriage, and they were marrying, and they were just doing their own thing, and the hearts of men were evil. And you know, and that's what it's like today. It's a really, laws are being passed, degrees are being passed that like never before, like we've never known it on the ever in history. And I just, you know, everybody, every religion can agree that these are truly the last days. And, you know, the Lord came. He brought a flood, a great flood of water came, and Noah and his household, his three sons and their wives, and Noah's wife was all saved from the ark. And you know, we have an ark today, and that's Jesus Christ. If we need to get on in the boat where there's safety, because there's a flood coming, and it's not water this time, but it's going to be fire. And you know, God put a rainbow in the sky that he promised that he would never flood the earth again as a whole and that way. And, you know, it's coming, church, and we need to get ready, and we need to pray. He said to watch and pray. He said if the good men of the house would have known the thief was coming, that he would have been watching, and he would have been sober. He said to be ye sober, praise God. And so we need to be watching for the Lord's coming. And you know, I thank God for this broadcast. I thank the Lord for an opportunity to be able to share his his word and to try to help someone that might be discouraged. Maybe you're out there and you used to serve God at one time, and maybe you've looked around and you say, well, it's not popular anymore. People just don't live it like they used to. And, you know, friend, Elijah thought the same thing when he backed up into a cave. But, you know, even though he prayed to die under the juniper tree and he backed up himself in a cave, God still spoke to him in that still small voice. If God's speaking to you tonight, I encourage you to pray. And, you know, it's not too late. If you still got breath in your body to pray, you need to pray. And pray in Jesus' name that he will rescue you. He will save you. He will bring you back in the fold. And you know, when I read about the prodigal son, the prodigal son wanted to go back just to be a servant in the father's house, but he went back, praise God. So won't you come back? Why not tonight? There's a song they sing, why not tonight? You've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. It's time to come back home, child. So won't that be you tonight? Why don't you just give your heart back to God? Because he loves you. I praise God. He gave me one more chance one time when he called my name. I was somewhere listening, and I heeded to the call, and I went and I prayed, and I asked him to forgive me of my sins. You know, Hannah, she prayed. She prayed for a child. She wanted a son, and she prayed in her heart. She couldn't even give the words out. She cried with tears, and I believe it was Eliezer, the priest, somebody came to her and they thought she was drunk but she was crying deep in her heart, and she ended up giving Samuel, praise the Lord, after the Lord heard her prayer. She gave Samuel to the priest
to Eli,
praise God, to Eli. Thank you, Pastor John. And he raised Samuel. Hallelujah. There was a call on that boy's life. You know, if you're a parent and you're not obeying God, you may be standing in the way of your child. And your child may never know God. Maybe they're a young man or a young woman right now. And maybe they once was going to church as a little child, but maybe you got out of church. If you just come back to the fold, come back to God, there may be a calling on your child's life that God can use that child in the ministry somehow or some way. You know, I didn't come in until I was 26 years old. I tried to pray when I was 19, didn't understand it. But my mother was backslid. It wasn't her fault that I didn't get saved until I did get saved. But I give her a lot of credit. To God first be all the glory. But my mother, obeying God after, I think, backslid about 30 years, she came back to God. And she kept on saying, come to church, Joanna. And finally I did. Praise God. And now he wants to use me. He may want to use your child. Praise God. Just be obedient to him. Being obedient is better, praise God, than sacrifice. And we're going to have Brother Green. Brother John, I'm going to have you come back in here. Brother, we've got about 45 more minutes. I'm going to have Brother Green. He wants to say some more. And we'll have you back in, Brother John, okay?
All right, thank you, sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I want to look here in Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. It says here, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. And the Bible says here that he began to, he prayed all night, praise God. And then he went out and he found the apostles. He got his disciples. You know, I believe he was up there in the mountain. I believe he was praying. And he was praying to the Father. And he was trying to get direction, just like you and I do today. You know, he had left his glory. He had left his glory and came down and humbled himself and became as a man and made himself a little lower than the angels, the Bible said there. And he came down. And you know, Brother John was preaching there in the 17th chapter of John there a little while ago, and telling about how that we all might be one, praise God. And And, you know, but Jesus had went back to the Father there in John chapter 17. He was getting ready to go back, and he was telling the disciples, and he was praying to God. And, you know, he went out in that garden. He went out there, and he began to pray, and he knew he was going to that cross that day, you know, or that next day. He knew he was going to that cross, and he said, "Let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And he told them disciples, they went up there with him, and he said, "Could you not watch 1 hour?" See, they were supposed to pray a little while there, maybe about an hour, and they could not pray that hour. They'd fallen asleep, and you know, but Jesus went out in the mountain one day, and he prayed all night long, and you know, you and I need to pray if we're going to get anything done for God. I remember an evangelist lady one time, and she said, "How much are you praying?" And she said, "That's how much faith you got, is how much you're praying, and that's how much you believe in prayer. If you don't believe in prayer, if you don't believe very much, you won't pray very long. But if you believe prayer works and you believe God answers, she said, you'll begin to pray, and you'll begin to get in your closet, and you'll begin to call upon God." And, you know, I went away from that place that night, and I began to think about what that evangelist lady had said. And, you know, I'd followed this woman quite a few times, different churches, and I'd heard many messages that she had preached, and I'd seen her pray for the sick. And, you know, I'd seen people healed through this woman's ministry, and you know, I know this was a praying woman, and no doubt she fasted. You know, we went to church the other night, and and we went in, and there wasn't too many in the house that night. And you know, this young man preached over from Indiana, came into the church and preached. And after that, he had preached the message. And Joanna talked about it a little bit there, how he said, read that scripture about Agrippa, and almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, Agrippa told Paul that day. And, you know, after the young man had preached, his daddy got up behind him, and he began to preach. And I want to tell you tonight, I tell you, they preach like people that come from another world. I tell you, we need preachers that'll get down and pray and seek God till heaven comes down in their soul when they get in behind that pulpit. You know, it's not them a preaching. It's the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. It's the power of God working through them. You know, the man's not the preacher and the woman is not the preacher, but the Holy Ghost is the preacher. And I tell you, if we'll get in the Spirit on the Lord's day and we'll get in tune with God. I was thinking about John on the Isle of Patmos, and the Bible said to you that he got in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I tell you tonight, I tell you, we need to get in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and we need to get a hold of God, and we need to get fired up for Jesus. Praise God. And almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, Agrippa said. But you know, the Bible don't ever tell us that he ever became a Christian. The Bible gives no record that he ever got right with God. I want you to know tonight that, you know, you're out there and God's been speaking to your heart. Maybe you're a backslider. And you know, Brother John was a-talking to you, and Sister Green was a-talking to you, and I'm a-talking to you tonight, and the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. And I tell you, you need to find an altar, and you need to pray. And you need to get in your closet and need to call on God till you know that you're saved, and till you know that that healing virtue is coming down from heaven and flooding your soul. You know, that woman with the issue of blood, no doubt she prayed. And she said, "If I might just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole." And the Bible said she pressed through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. Praise God. There's a lot of people following Jesus. But I tell you, we need to touch him out there tonight. I tell you, we need to touch Jesus. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. When this life is over It's going to make a difference what you've done for God. It's going to make a difference whether you prayed and you prayed through. Praise God. It's going to make a difference if you give your heart to Christ. Oh, glory to God. There's only two places to go, and I tell you, you want to go to the right one. You don't want to end up in hell. You don't want to end up there where there's no exit, where there's no fire escape, where there's no way out. And you'll be there forever. If you miss heaven, you'll be there forever, and you'll never get out. But I tell you tonight, the exit door is now. Praise God. There's an exit to that place called hell, and the name of to escape is Jesus. He is our way of escape tonight. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Joanna here.
Praise God.
And thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to come to you with this here song. If this is you tonight that we're talking to and you'd like to call in, 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want us to pray for you and maybe you don't want to call, but you want to email us, heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. I don't care where you're at in this world. You reach us if you can there. If you have access to a computer, you go right ahead and email us. If you can get to a telephone, again, it's 347-989-8862. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This is the experience I had that day. As I sang before 700 high school students that were broken, that were in despair, they had no hope. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this touches you today. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Somebody out there, hurt and confused, an innocent child, feel abused. Somebody out there, whose heart is broken for a while.
Praise God. Is that you again? We're talking to God. Will hear you. He'll hear your prayer. Just confess your sins to Him and go to Him right now in prayer. And you know, we need to pray for Brother Yearwood. They had a street ministry tonight, and they're going to have it tomorrow night at 7. We miss them tonight, and Brother Eddie Bolton, I believe, is maybe with them. And I wish we could have been there, but we, you know, things, circumstances, we couldn't. But our heart's there, and we can go to prayer and ask God to send people to them and that they would find Jesus on that their main street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Praise God. So if you need to bring your lawn chair and go out there on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with Brother Yearwood, Sister Betty Yearwood, Brother Timothy Dockery, Brother Eddie Bolton, and many others. Praise God. And, you know, we've got some prayer requests here. I remember Sister Florence Sinners. She needs a healing. She needs a miracle in her body. And, again, if you're out there and you're hurting and you don't know which way to turn, praise God, and you think your prayers aren't going no higher than the ceiling, God is out there. God is there. He is right there by you. Praise God. And just try Him. I tell you, today may look like it's doom and gloom, but tomorrow may be way better, and the sun's going to shine. Your clouds are going to pass over, and then Jesus is going to shine in your life if you just turn it over to Him. He said, cast your burdens on Me, for My yoke is easy and My burdens are light. And we're to bear one another's burdens. And, you know, we're out here. We're want to reach you if we can, and we love you. Praise God. And we may not know you, may never meet you face to face here on this earth, but I tell you what, if you've got a decision that you've got to make, and whether you choose death, Jesus said to choose ye life. And praise God, you know, down yonder, down there in hell, there's no exits, and there's no way out there. And you know, you think this here life here is hard. If you wake up over on in hell, I tell you, that's for eternity. And you know, praise God, if just give it to Him, and nothing's too hard for God. All things are possible with God to them that believe. And if you would just believe, praise God, that He shed His blood at Calvary for your sins and all these other little things that seem like that it's so gigantic that the devil has put up in your face and looks so big. It's just a little small thing to God. And even cancer is just a little thing. God can heal. He can create lungs. He did create them in the first place. So He can recreate them again and make them whole and make them just as they were, just a little baby. Praise God. And I love the Lord and thank Him. And I just wish that if this is you out there tonight and you're questioning what you should do about certain things, whether you should live or die, I tell you, don't do it. Praise God. Just turn it over to Jesus and He'll work it out. Praise God. And Brother John, do you have something you want to add to it, Brother John?
Yeah, I always add to it, sister.
Praise God. Thank you.
I really feel heavily by the Spirit of the Lord that He's coming. He's going throughout the land right now, even as we're speaking. He's coming to seek and to save that which was lost. There are some heavy hearts out there tonight, and you have been praying. You have been seeking for an answer. Maybe even some of you like Ananias in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, where he'd been praying, and amen, and amen. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, your prayers have been answered, amen. As they sent, amen, three men, amen, to Peter, amen. Hallelujah. At the time for the Gentiles to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. There was a man, Ananias, that was faithful, praying to a God, amen, that was over the Jews, and hallelujah, but he came, and he was faithful, amen, as it began to open up the door, amen, to the Gentile nation, other nations, amen, that this message, you know, he said, I was found of those that did not seek for me, amen, and hallelujah, as the invitation went forth, amen, that those that originally received the invitation, many of them decided and will consent to make excuse not to come, amen. And tonight, amen, those of you, amen, God is seeking for you. He's seeking to save that which was lost tonight. Those of you have been, even as Brother and Sister Green brought out about Hannah, you know, Eli there in the temple, amen. She was praying, amen, for a child, amen, and a child that she would get back and give to the Lord, amen. We all know that that child was Samuel, amen. And hallelujah, you know, Eli thought that she was even drunken, amen, as she began to speak, but she was just grieved in her spirit that so much that she wanted a child so bad, you know, as Sister Green brought out that there'd be a day that they would say, blessed art thou, amen, where, womb, amen, that there is no children. You know, we've come to a place where we've told it's all right not to have any children. It's all right not to have that nurturing of the mother, amen, and hallelujah, and, you know, that don't have that. But you have to understand where this is coming from. You, all of you that were born of a woman, are the seed of woman. You are the enemy of Satan. You are the enemy of the seed of the serpent, amen, the seed of the dragon. As he's come, so he would say definitely, yes, he doesn't want any births. He doesn't want anything being brought forth. He doesn't want any new life. And just like you said, you know, tonight you can choose life. He said, I said before thee life and death. He said, therefore choose life that thou and thy seed may live. You know, the church of Thessalonica, amen, amen. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonica chapter 2, it talks about verse 13, that they received, amen, the word of God as the word of God. It wasn't the word of man, but they received and gladly received the word of God and began to officially do a work in them in Thessalonica. They began to pattern their churches after the churches, amen, of Judea. They began to imitate, amen. And here the Apostle Paul was there. He began to desire, amen, because those believers in Thessalonians, amen, Thessalonica, were their joy, the Bible says. They were their hope. They were their rejoicing, amen. And he said he even had a desire to come, amen, unto the church at Thessalonica. But the Bible says Satan hindered him. He said he was with their hope, and he said, for ye are glory and joy. And there in First Thessalonians chapter 3, said, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone. So when we could no longer, amen, there they were in Athens, amen, and they sent Timothy, amen, the son of the faith. The Bible says in verse 2 there, they sent Timotheus, our brother, minister of God, our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you. And concerning your faith, you know, tonight, amen, there are those of you who've been praying, amen, for years, Lord, to hear. And even though here tonight you have the Macedonian call, you know, when those that were in Macedonia, they began to pray for the Apostle Paul to come into Macedonia. And God had an appointed time for him to, amen, to come and minister and have these missionary journeys where the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached on these missionary journeys. And he said, you need to know tonight that Timothy, and even though Timothy and Brother and Sister Green, and we've been sent tonight, amen, these other ministers, you know, they're ministering in other parts of the country tonight. You know, a lot of times on this broadcast, but tonight they're in Madisonville, Tennessee, some of them, but we're going throughout all the world, amen. You know, we were you know, I was supposed to be there tonight, but my son, you know, ended up in the hospital today, but he got released, and praise the Lord for that. You know, we wouldn't have been able to go with him in the hospital, and God knew all about it. But, you know, God sends us all, and I'm glad tonight, you know, that God sent, and my heart was here, amen, to come. If I couldn't go to Madisonville, to come and be with Brother and Sister Green and to preach to you the gospel tonight and to establish you tonight in the word of God, amen, and to cover you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed unto thereunto. In other words, tonight you need to know that there's an appointment unto afflictions, but the very reason there's an appointment unto afflictions tonight is for us to pray, for us to intercede, for us to have that intercession. You said, for verily, when we were with you, we told you before that you should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. In other words, they prophesied to him. He said, you're going to suffer tribulation. You're going to have trials. And it came to pass. But he said, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. In other words, when he could no longer forbear, no longer, he sent Timothy. He sent Timothy to another faith. He sent Timothy to another love. He sent Timothy. You know, there's a time, amen, that God sends, amen, when you've been appointed in the affliction and you're going through great trials, a great temptation. God is sending to know your faith, to know your love, amen. This word tonight is to know where you at in Jesus, where you at in the body of Christ. And the Bible says, he said, but now when Timotheus came from you unto us, brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. You know, just like Brother and Sister Green said, we might not ever see you for months, amen, on these broadcasts, even for every year now and everything. I've been preaching and along with Brother Yearwood and Brother and Sister Green, they give us the opportunity to come on. It's such a privilege, amen. We've been preaching to thousands that we might not ever see on this side of heaven. But amen. But one day we will see you, amen, face to face. And I glorify, amen. And we'll sit down. We'll have eternity, amen, to tell the stories, hallelujah, of the glory tonight, amen, of the stories of prayer, amen. You know, eternity will be long enough to sit at his feet and tell him all the things that we like to. Eternity will have Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And it'll be just continual glory of God. It says, well, now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy with which we joy for your sakes before our God? You know, if we've had a little touch in your life, if we've had just a word of comfort, a word of consolation tonight, amen, to encourage you to have your life changed, we're a part of that joy. And just like I said, you know, that weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Because bringing in the sheaves, we have, that's what it says in Psalms 126. And the Bible says, said night and day, praying exceedingly, that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Another, Paul prayed that they would one day see their faith and perfect that which is lacking in them. And you know what? One day we're praying night and day for all of you that are listening, that we can't see your face, but one day we will. But most importantly, one day, amen, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Amen. God is removing the veil. God is removing the darkness. God is giving us light. Amen. We are coming before the face of God, and we are seeing it. We pray, amen, that there's one day we're going to receive that joy. We're going to receive because you're our joy. You're our rejoicing as we speak, amen, and know and pray that that there be no lasting in your faith. He said, now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way into you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. You know, tonight, just like Sister Green said, they love you. They love you because you are part of the body of Christ. They love you, amen. And we even love our enemy. We are instructed. If we are true believers, we're instructed to love our enemy. So this is a labor of love here tonight to come and to be and a privilege, amen, to give you the word of God. Tonight, please receive it as the word of God. Please receive it as the word of the Father, because the Lord is praying and interceding, and God has sent, amen, his messengers unto you. God has sent his ministers to speak his word and the Father's word to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. God's trying to establish you tonight. God's trying to settle you. God's trying to make you unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. How is that? Through prayer, through his word, through coming and communication, through words of encouragement tonight. Establish yourself through the word of God. And as we pray and intercede, God is praying that your faith fail not. And even though some of you felt, you've been looked through that sifter, you've been through that wheat, amen, you've been through it all. But here's the key, you're going to go through it. He said, by my God shall I run through a troop, and by my God shall I leap over a wall. Three mighty men of David hazarded their lives to bring him back a drink from Bethlehem. And David felt him so unworthy that he poured out the drink to the Lord. These men hazarded their lives to get that drink for King David. Hallelujah, but you need to know tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ has given his life to give you the drink that you drink of tonight. Jesus Christ gave his life to eat, that you might eat of the great things of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He is praying for you. There's no greater power, there's no greater honor, there's no greater privilege tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ is interceding to you. And the key, again, is to make you one with the Father and one with him tonight. That's the thing, because on that day, in that hour, we're all going to be one. It shall be many members of the one body, the one Lord, and the one faith. Tonight, will you come in? Tonight, there's someone praying for you. We used to sing that song, somebody's praying. There's someone praying for you, and that prayer changes things. Will you let prayer change your life? Because you serve a God tonight that is unchangeable. You serve a God that's unmutable counsel. And tonight, he is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's faithful to answer your prayer tonight. Go ahead, Sister Green.
Praise God. Thank you, Brother John. And Brother John's telling you the truth. You need to get a hold of this thing. Get a hold of it just right. You know, maybe you've tried alcohol. You might have tried drugs. And maybe you've had broken relationships. And you've tried things of this world, and you're still not happy. And, you know, you may be rich. You may have a lot of money in your bank. And one day, you know, if the economy fails and all that goes away, will you be able to stand? Praise God. And, you know, you should be able to stand if you've got the Lord on your side. And if you've tried the alcohol and the drugs and those things, and there's still something missing in your life, you're still not happy, I tell you, why don't you try Jesus? Just give him a try. Taste of him. See that he is good. Praise the Lord. Matthew 24, I was talking about this just a while ago. Praise God. I then scrolled away from it, but it talks about the good man of the house. If he would have been watching, and the thief wouldn't have came in, praise the Lord. Here, verse 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my God delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him off asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise the Lord. So you want to be watching and praying and be sober, watching for the Lord to come, and be ready, because I tell you, once he comes, that's it. Once the door is shut, the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And when the master came, he shut the door. And then the 5, when they came with their, after they went to town and bought their oil, they came and they wanted the door open. And once it shut, it shut. So there's nobody going to get saved after the Lord comes. So be ready when that last trumpet sounds. We don't know the day nor the hour, but be ready. Praise God. We're going to have another song here. We appreciate you, Pastor John, hanging in there with us. And we appreciate Brother Eddie Bolton and Brother and Sister Yearwood and Brother Timothy. And again, keep them in prayer. And praise God. We're going to get this here song going. The computer is trying to work a little slow on me now.
Some of you that are facing some strong demonic influences. And I know the power of darkness seems to be camped at your doorstep. But tonight, Jesus Christ is the glory. He's the lifter up of your head. He never shoves your head down. He always comes and picks it up. He wipes off the scars, the battle scars off your face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach out to him right now. Many there be increased to trouble me these last days. Many are the demon spirits that rise up against me. That old accuser. Many there be with faith of my soul. This is what the devil said to you. There is no help for you in God. What we do.
Our heads, God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's Pastor Tommy Bates there in Independent, Kentucky. The last two songs were him singing those. And I tell you, it's a joy to hear Pastor Tommy Bates. Long time ago, about 20 years ago, I heard him. And ever since then, I just enjoy his singing. I enjoy Brother Jeremiah Yoakum singing. And I feel the anointing of God when they sing. And Sister Linda Gibson Johnson, her as well. She's wrote many a songs, and pray for her. She had some health issues, and I don't know how they are now. Hopefully she got a miracle by now from God. And you never know, Brother John, you never know. These here sermons that we preach every Friday night is being archived. It's being recorded. And, you know, maybe 10, 20 years down the road, if the Lord tarries, somebody might hear tonight's service. And you know, when Brother Tommy Bates was recording these songs, and you know, it says on the internet here that it was 2 years ago that was recorded, and there's been about 8,000 people that listened to that. And, you know, tonight might have been your first night you ever heard that song, and if it's speaking to you, if it's ministering to you, I praise God. You know, one time when I first got saved, and I was seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I was in my room. Evangelist Sister Lou Witt had told me I was going to get a visitation from God that night. And she said that in a revival service that I went to of hers. And, you know, I got down. My kids were in bed. And I got down at the foot of my daughter's bed. And I began to pray. And I had the lights were all out. And I began to pray. And, you know, the street lights were shining in the window. So there was a little light where I can see just a little bit. But, you know, I was down to praying at her bedside. And she was asleep. And she's 23 now. And she was about 5 years old, and she had to go to school the next morning. But I remember praying in her room, and I remember that what Sister Lou Witt had said, that God was going to give me a special visitation. And, you know, I always desire to see the things in the spiritual realm of God, and I've desired to see angels. And you know, maybe it's you tonight that you desire to see these things. And you know, I was down to pray, and I remember that I was in like a bowing position, and on my knees, and bent over, and my head was like on the floor, and I remember that I couldn't lift my head up because the Spirit of God was on me so strong, but I had not had the Holy Ghost yet, the baptism with speaking in tongues. And I remember that when I could come up, and it was in the dark, but like I said, I could see a little bit. And I remember a great cloud of fog came into my room, into my little girl's room, and I remember that it was like a big mist. I can't hardly explain it to describe it, but it's real. And I want to give God the glory, because ever since then, God has many a times showed me the mist of the Holy Ghost come into a service at church. I can see it sometimes in a pulpit, or I can see it over when it comes in. It might pass over the congregation. It may hover there for just a little bit. And you know what? It's Bible, because the Bible said that His glory filled the temple where the ministers could not even preach. And He led the Israelites out of Egypt, cloud by day and fire by night. So, you know, there's a mist that you can see, and there's angels that God will sometimes show people. And, you know, this thing is real, and I praise God. If you just get down and pray, that special visitation may come to you tonight. And I pray that it does, and let God show Himself to you and how real He is. And you know, we read our word, praise God. We're talking about praying, but you know, when we read our word, and if we don't have the Spirit of God, if we're not saved, it's just a dead letter. But if you get saved and ask God to forgive you of all your sins, and maybe you're out in gross sin and on abominations and things to God, and you know, He can forgive you as long as you don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And if you begin to read King James Bible, and you know, and the Spirit of God is, He's baptized you into the body of Christ because you're repentant of your sins, and then you begin to read this word, and I heard someone say the other day that it's black and white, sometimes red. It's the letters of Jesus, and you begin to read your Bible, praise God, that it becomes like to you, the Spirit of God. You know, that's the only book that the author will be with you always is the Bible. Praise God, his written word. Jesus told Satan, it is written, praise God, not to tempt the Lord thy God. And you know that Satan tried to tempt Jesus 3 times there in the wilderness. And you know he will come and he will try to tempt you. But the Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. So you know you have a will. Ever since Adam and Eve, mankind had his will. God let him have his own will. Praise God, but you know the will of God is that you would not perish, that you would have everlasting life with him. And praise God, if you would just accept him and have faith and believe that he died for you on the cross, and you begin to read your word and pray, God will show up in your life. And you know, in Isaiah it talks about, and I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't have it before me, that one of these days we're going to look and we're going to see that little old thing called Satan. You know, he's powerful. Don't get me wrong. But one of these days, we're going to look at him. See, he's already been defeated because we've got Jesus on our side, because we're on the winning side. We've got the Holy Ghost with power and dew from on high. Praise God. But the little thing is, we're going to say, you, Isaiah, I believe it was, said, you caused me all this trouble, little old you. And he's nothing. He is not, you know, the things, Halloween's coming upon the land right now. If you're a Christian, do not participate in that. That is a day that the witches want to, and the warlocks, that they want to have ghosts and goblins and all. I believe God is not pleased with that. But, you know, we're going to look at that. The devil's not with big horns and a red, dressed in red and a big tail and carrying a pitchfork. He ain't like that at all. The Bible said he's of an angel of light. And the Bible said that he was a singer up in heaven as an archangel. And, you know, he fell. He is pride. He wanted to take the seat of God, and he could not do it. And he still thinks he can do that today, but he's fooled. He's a liar. He's the father of lies, and he will lie to you. And he does not care nothing about your soul, and he wants to take you where he will be one day. And you know what? You don't have to go there. God made a way that do not have to be there. And we're going to pray right now over this prayer request. Pastor John, help us pray, please. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, Lord, that you touch these spoken requests on Facebook. Dear God, you touch the people, Lord, touch their lives, God. Help each and every one of them, Lord. You know all about them, Lord. God, you know the listeners to Blog Talk Radio. God, you know the ones in the third world countries. You know the ones here in the United States. God, you know them that are discouraged. No relationships and marriages that have been broken apart. Lord God, a particular woman that we know of just got saved the other night, and her husband has been doing some mean things and stuff, and other family members carrying shotguns, and the girl's afraid for her life. God, you know exactly who I'm talking about, God. Lord Jesus, intervene for her, Lord, and come to her rescue. And Lord, save that husband and save the whole family, Lord, everyone involved, dear God. You know all about it, dear Lord. In other situations, dear Lord, across the land, Lord, people that don't have money for food, maybe they don't have money for health care, and God, you are the great physician. You're the best surgeon I ever know. God, I praise you, and I thank you, Lord. You can do all things. Praise God, and you've given us the power to do all things through Christ, who strengthen us, dear God. I praise you. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. I love you, Lord, and I praise your holy name. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, next Friday night at 10 p.m., we'll see you then. Praise God. Remember Brother Yearwood's broadcast on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and praise the Lord. And let's go out of here a-shouting. Hallelujah.
Amen.